He says, pretend now for argument's sake that you're an atheistic material and I'm a Christian. And I say, the reason I'm going to the science lab today is to continue my investigations, you know, so that I can, because I know that there's a sovereign personal God who made the universe and governs it and controls it and has made it regular so that I can learn about things. The information I've learned in the past can be projected into the future because that's the way God has created the world, right? As a Christian, I have no problem with that. He says to the atheist, but what I want you to know and what I'm asking you is, why are you going to the lab today, right? What gives you the confidence that the future will be like the past? How do you know that's the case, right? And so that's the challenge. That's the problem of induction. So the Christian, he's suggesting here, has an answer. Why does induction work? Why do we believe the future will be like the past? Well, because that's the way God has created his universe, and he governs his universe. And as a creator, he can be trusted, right? What about the atheist? How do you know that, you know, tomorrow will be like yesterday, right? And obviously things change all the time, right? So what might happen when I picked up the pencil this time and I dropped it, I cannot guarantee that won't do the same thing. You know, I can assume it, I can hope it, I can say, well, it did it last time, but that's no guarantee of what's gonna happen next time. That's the problem of induction, right? That we have to assume that the future will be like the past. And for the materialistic atheist, there's no ground for that assumption.
Right.
Right. There's no way that they can have that assumption other than just what he's going to show here is by a circular argument. Right. And that's what he's going to talk about.
Right. And we have to remember, too, that the easy answer is just to say, well, it works. That's it. I don't need to care about the why, right. But it just works. But right. But we're talking about what are the underlying assumptions of why things are the way that they are. And the presuppositionalist is always asking the question, why is this the case? And so the atheist response of, well, we know it works. We have proof that it works. If it didn't, then all of a sudden, all of our things would be topsy turvy and we would be doing something else. But the Christian could just make that same type of argument and say, well, it just works because we believe in God, or God exists in the universe and it works. And if he didn't exist, then it'd be topsy turvy. There's no distinguish between those two interactions with what is reality. And so we're saying, well, why is this the case? And can you account for why that is the case? So it just works. Well, why does it work? Why is that?
Right. It works is not an explanation. Right. That's not an explanation. It works. Okay, fine. The explanation would be, why does it work? Mm-hmm. Right. And he's suggesting that the materialistic atheist doesn't have a why for induction. Now, notice we're calling this the problem with induction because it is a problem. It's a problem for the materialistic atheist because we have to, just basically state it. How do you know that the future will be like the past? You don't, mm-hmm. right? That's the problem of induction, right? Now, we assume it will and we act like it will and we say, well, it works. But there's no good justification for that, right? And this was pointed out actually in the history of philosophy. David Hume, who wrote in the 1700s, was one of the first ones to help us to really understand this particular problem.
Right, right. So if Hume says it, it's an issue.
That's right.
So the atheist says that we live in a random universe. It's chaos. It's ever changing. Species rise up. They change. They become new creatures and die off. And so this is constantly happening. And so stars are being created. Stars are being destroyed. The basis for all evolution, chemical and macro and micro evolution, is constantly changing everything in the universe. So the atheist has no right to rely on inductive inference. He has no reason to expect causality or the uniformity of nature. Everything is random and changing. He has no basis for believing in the uniformity of nature, but then he has also then no basis to do science. And that's what science is. Science is this process to once you find the method, once you plug in the numbers there, you get a law or a rule. And that's what pops out every time. And it goes from, you know, your theorem to your laws, the law of gravity, all these things that we've given millions of dollars to people for discovering these consistencies within the universe. We can say, well, you have no basis for doing them because you have no basis for relying on the uniformity of nature. Biology, astronomy, chemistry, physics, and even history and grammar are kaput. They're all gone. The study of these academic subjects require inductive inference. How do I know that the person speaking German that's taking my English notes is operating in the same mental capacity as me when he's translating from English into German? Well, we could just can't take German scientists anymore. So they're out. And so we don't know if hydrogen and oxygen turned to water in Germany. So we're just stuck here.